T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is 6:12 now on this Holy Thursday morning, and the weather's kind of boring, which is good heading through the Easter weekend today. Highs of about 72, so another beautiful day just like yesterday. Highs of 74 tomorrow, then 79 on Saturday, 80 on Easter Sunday. Maybe a little bit warmer than that with the humidity, go feel like the mid-80s. So definitely some shorts weather, but dry. That's the main thing, right? So enjoy the Easter weekend and all the crawfish boils if you can afford them and everything that goes with it. Mark Krikorian joins us right now, Executive Director of the Center for Immigration Studies. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm okay. This border crisis, you know, I'm beginning to wonder about the use of the word crisis, because you would think if it was a crisis, and bear with me here a second, I'm not saying it's not a crisis, but you would think a crisis would mean, okay, we got to do something about it, but nothing seems to get done, at least at the congressional level, or I don't know. Talk about it. What's going on at the border?
Well, I mean, this administration won't even call it a crisis. You know, it's just ludicrous. And so, you know, it's a question of, I mean, at least for the administration, it's a question of how much they can sort of get away with as far as public relations goes. Because, you know, they know it's a problem, obviously. It's the president's worst issue in polling, and it's becoming more important in the eyes of voters. The polls show that as well. In some cases, eclipsing the economy as people's main concern. So what are they going to do about it? Well, they could just reverse course and start enforcing the immigration law. The problem is that the Democratic Party in particular is so invested now in loose borders and what amounts to de facto unlimited immigration, that I think if the president decided, or whoever is running things in the administration decided, to just do a 180, it's like, okay, well, you know, we thought this would work, it doesn't, we're just going to totally change the way we're doing things, they, I think, would see like mass resignations from the administration and incredible pushback from their own donors and, you know, supporters outside the administration. And they're just not willing to, you know, risk that. And so they're hoping that if they do a little bit around the edges, if they get Mexico maybe to turn the heat down a little bit, that that will somehow carry them through election day. And the thing is that the guy they're running against has made immigration his main thing all along for years now. And it's President Biden's main weakness. So I think they're sort of hoping this isn't going to work out, sort of keeping their fingers crossed. The problem is that's not much of a strategy.
I don't understand the long game here. When you talk about donors and so forth, why do they want open borders? Is it a compassionate thing, or is there something more nefarious at play?
Yeah, I don't think it's part of a plan to import voters or what have you. I mean, the administration is fine with the fact that most immigrants coming are going to vote Democrat. But that's something that's years in the future. That's a long-term prospect for the people who are coming in today. There really just aren't that many illegal aliens voting. I mean, I'm sure it happens, but it's not a big problem. What's driving this is what you suggested. You said compassion. I think it's more than that. It's ideology. The people who are in charge of immigration in this administration are from these activist groups that they were, you know, that where they worked on immigration and they're appointed to these jobs by the administration, they don't believe that the American people have the right to say no. They think it's immoral to keep people out of the United States if they want to move here. And so what that means is when people show up, they let them in. And they're unwilling to deport people from inside the country. Deportations are way, way down. Even criminal deportations are way down. And this isn't because they want to destroy America or any of that. This is just because they don't believe it is morally right to say no to anyone who wants to move here. And that's worse than if they were doing some kind of nefarious, cynical thing, because how do you fight against somebody who just believes that border control is racist in itself, immoral? However you do it, it's wrong. How do you fight against that other than make the argument and defeat them at the polls?
You know, this bill does include some money for immigration, but there are those that say it doesn't do anything to help the problem. If anything, it facilitates it, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem, is that, you know, that funding the government just means more of the same. And the Republicans do want to change it. They're just not in any position to do that. They only have a tiny majority in the House of Representatives. And even some, there's always a few Republicans who are kind of squishy on the immigration issue. And the Democrats have made open immigration a kind of litmus test issue, like abortion or something else. And there's only a handful of people who on the Democratic side who are willing to even entertain the idea we should have border enforcement. Guys like Senator Fetterman from Pennsylvania, who, you know, as his cognitive capacity is coming back from his stroke, is kind of becoming more sensible, at least saying, look, we have to have a border. But he's the only guy saying that on the entire Democratic side. So how would the Republicans even get policy changes through when they only have in the House of Representatives a majority of, what, two people now? It was inevitable that the bill funding the government was going to not do anything good, because until the makeup of Congress and the White House changes, we're just going to see more of the same that we've been seeing over 3 years.
You talked about the voting thing, and that would be a long-term prospect, and you didn't think that many illegal aliens voted, and you sure it happened, as I'm sure everything happens on some degree or the other. Talk about what's going on in New York. What exactly is going on with the court system there with wanting to allow non-citizen immigrants to vote?
Yeah, there is a push. This is something that's, you know, come up around the country in various places, that illegal immigrants and actually non-citizens in general, even if they're legally here, are not allowed to vote in federal elections. That's clear in the law. But in a lot of places around the country, there are provisions that allow anyone to vote for certain local elections, like maybe school board elections or what have you. And in New York, there was a proposal years ago to the same effect, that if you were a non-citizen, sometimes they require only green card holders, so it would be a legal non-citizen, that you could vote. And this is, I don't know, like 15 years ago, even the New York Times said, no, that's a terrible idea. The whole point to becoming a citizen is that's when you'd be able to get to vote. Well, in New York, they've floated the proposal again. They want to let non-citizens vote in local elections. They need the approval of the state government for that. But, you know, given some of the kooky state governments, it seems like that would be possible. And it's a terrible idea. The whole point to becoming a citizen, you have to take the test, you swear an oath and all of that, is that you have kind of married America, if you will, rather than just living together. And that kind of distinction, I think, is essential to preserve the value of citizenship.
Seems like it's involvement and commitment, right? Like the ham and egg breakfast, the chicken is involved, but the pig is committed. We'll take a break. We come back. We'll continue the conversation. I want to talk, practically speaking, what it's like at the border now, where people are coming from, how many are coming. I know Texas tightened some things up. It's sending people over to Arizona. Mark Krikorian, our guest executive director, Center for Immigration Studies. If you have any questions or comments, 504-260-1870. 621 Traffic Now, WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
626, Tommy Tucker, WWL, and it's Thursday morning, March 28th, a Holy Thursday, talking to Mark Krikorian, Executive Director of the Center for Immigration Studies, about the situation at the border. They passed a funding bill. If anything, it's going to, for example, provide for more Border Patrol agents who likely will be used to process and release illegal immigrants. So it's going to facilitate that, not change it. Texas has done some things to try to tighten it up. It sent the illegal flow to Arizona. Paint me a picture, if you would, Mark, of what the current situation is at the border for people that haven't been following it, don't get it.
It's basically what it's been the past 3 years. Huge numbers of people, not mainly from Mexico anymore, not even mainly from Central America anymore, who are taking Joe Biden up on his invitation to come here illegally because they get let go. Now, what's changed is two things. The first you referred to, which is that partly because Texas has been trying to clamp down and make it less appealing to cross in Texas, the smugglers are figuring, okay, well, spend the extra money and the time to go an extra 1,000 miles to Arizona or to California. That's one thing that's happening, and that's, I guess, good for Texas, certainly, but it doesn't really change the national situation very much because they're still getting in illegally. The other thing that's happening, and the administration has consciously done this and even kind of boasted about it, is that they're trying to funnel more of the illegal flow through the legal ports of entry. In other words, instead of being caught by the Border Patrol, the administration is saying, don't do that, don't break the law. We will break the law for you. If you come to a port of entry, we will let you in illegally then let you on your way. If you only wait in line and schedule your illegal immigration, basically. And the administration is calling this new lawful pathways into the country. But Congress is the only part of the government that is allowed to create new lawful pathways, essentially new immigration into the United States. This administration is basically just making up things using certain narrow emergency loopholes to let hundreds of thousands of people into the country, quote, legally, unquote, when in fact they have no right to be here, no visa, no nothing. They're just letting them in. And so the administration is selling that as a success, because they're saying, look, the number of people turning themselves into the Border Patrol is down. It's really not down much, but it's a little bit down. The reason is they're just waving people in through the legal crossing points instead. But it's the same thing.
Yeah, I saw a TV report where a reporter was asking somebody, where are you from? And a guy said, Nepal. And then he said, why are you here? And there was an awkward silence. And the reporter said, are you here because you're being persecuted in your country? And the guy shook his head, yes. And I hope to God the Border Patrol agents aren't conducting business that way, are they?
Unfortunately, they are. In fact, in a lot of cases, there are so many people showing up that the Border Patrol and the, you know, the other parts of DHS aren't even asking people those questions. I mean, they are, you know, they'll take a picture of them or something, but they're not even putting them in the process of applying for asylum, which most of them aren't eligible for. They're just lying, basically. They don't even make them lie. In a lot of cases, they just let them go and they say, yeah, you know, ICE will deal with it, you know, when you get to wherever you're going. And just letting them go, dropping them off at the bus station or the airport. So even that basic level of inquiry isn't happening. And honestly, you know, was this guy being persecuted in Nepal? Probably not. Mm-hmm. It's just what the smugglers told him to say.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate your time. And apparently you forgot because the reporter helped coach him. Mark Kerkorian, Executive Director of the Center for Immigration Studies. Quick break. We'll be back with Mike Strain, Commissioner of the Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. He gets you ready for Louisiana Easter weekend. Right now, time for WWL First News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.